Hi, y'all, and welcome to the Fitness Nutritionist Podcast. And that's nutritionist with an S, since there's two of us. We're your hosts, Stephanie and Mandy.
We all know that nutrition and fitness information can be overwhelming and confusing.
So we're here to help women find real answers for all things fitness and nutrition related by giving you quick tips and strategies so you can find your healthy weight, get fit, and improve your physical and mental health.
And as registered dietitians, we know how nutrition and exercise can help you feel better and allow you to live your healthiest and happiest life. So be sure and hit the subscribe button so you don't miss out on any of the episodes full of great tips and helpful information we have just for you. You can also join us in our private Facebook group, the Fitness Nutritionist Corner, where we will provide fun challenges, answer your questions, and support women along their journey to a better health. So grab a glass of water and let's get moving with today's topic.
Hi, y'all, and welcome to episode number 7 of the Fitness Nutritionist Podcast. Today, me and Mandy are actually together in Fort Worth, Texas.
Yay!
Yeah, so we're going to be bringing the next couple of podcasts to y'all as we're together. So we're actually in Fort Worth. We're going to be going to Christmas in Cowtown, which is an annual tradition of ours. And it's kind of how we kick off the holiday season. This is mine and Mandy's both starts favorite time of the year. So October, November, December. So today our podcast is going to be on healthy holiday swaps, how you can take these traditional foods that we enjoy over the holidays, and if you so choose, make some healthier swaps.
I'm so glad we have the ability to be together today and enjoy Christmas in Cowtown. Again, it's one of Stephanie and I's traditions that we have. So let's get started off by talking about some of our favorite foods during the holidays. So Stephanie, tell me, what are some of your favorite foods?
Oh, I like so many of them. Believe it or not, I'm not a big turkey or dressing fan.
What?
But give me some sweet potato casserole. Give me the desserts. I love mashed potatoes. I kind of go more for the starchy things, but I do put some turkey in there. So those are probably my favorites. The sweet potato casseroles, mashed potatoes. I like macaroni and cheese, those kind of things. Mandy, what's some of your favorite ones?
Well, mine is going to be the turkey dressing and cranberry sauce.
Of course.
If I had to do without all of the others, I could, but I do like green beans. I like sweet potatoes. I'm not big on mashed potatoes or macaroni and cheese. Stephanie knows I don't eat anything kind of creamy, white, or cheesy. So a fun fact about Mandy today.
Yeah. So no matter what your favorite food is, we're going to try to cover several of these normal, typical favorite foods that people enjoy this time of the year. So
Stephanie, did you know that a typical Thanksgiving dinner can consist of 3,000 to 4,500 calories
in one
setting?
No, I did not.
That is insane.
That really is. Yeah. But everybody's calorie needs vary. It can vary depending on your age, your height, your weight, medical conditions. There's just so many things that go into what the average American should consume. So it's really hard to put a number on it because in the clinical realm, we have equations that we use to kind of try to tell somebody if they're counting their calories, what they should go for. But for most people, 3,000 to 4,500 for the average female is not on target. So I do want to preface this episode with just saying, though, we're going to be going over some healthy swaps today, but that by no means says that, you know, we might talk about cauliflower mashed potatoes, but me personally, I don't eat those. If I'm going to eat mashed potatoes, I'm going for the real thing. So that's not to say that you cannot enjoy the real whatever it is that you want to enjoy, because we definitely advocate. That's one of the things I focus a lot on in the program that I have for women is, you know, eating real foods and not feeling guilty once you do choose to eat something. But we're just offering these tips and suggestions for you today if you are looking for ways to make some healthier swaps.
Right, exactly. So we want you to enjoy your holidays, but also not put on those extra pounds that we tend to put on during the holidays because we're eating sometimes double what we normally should be eating calorie wise.
Right. Yeah. So I know that you love to cook and I more like to bake, but we're going to go over a few of these things just to give the listeners some healthy alternatives.
I do. I love to cook and I love to bake, especially during the holidays. So let's start out talking about turkey, one of my favorite foods. So did you know 3 to 4 ounces of white meat with the skin on? So that's about the size of a deck of cards, or you can even use your palm as a reference, can provide around 175 calories, 6 grams of fat, and 30 grams of protein. So, hey, that protein's great.
Yeah, that's a good choice. So, yeah. But the same amount of dark meat with the skin on it has over 200 calories, about 10 grams of fat, and roughly about the same amount of protein. Yeah. So you can lighten the calorie load on your turkey by, just leaving that crispy skin off, and you can save some calories that way. And then, of course, a few calories by going to the white meat versus the dark meat.
Yeah, exactly. So the next thing that I personally love, and I love to make it, is you can call it stuffing, dressing, whatever you call it. So a 1/2 cup of stuffing or dressing, which is about the size of an ice cream scoop, or if you have your hand cupped, that's about 1/2 cup. That will add about 195 calories to your plate. And in addition to the hefty calorie count, the stuffing can contain up to 480 milligrams of sodium. That's pretty high for your salt intake.
Yeah, it is. But you can make healthier stuffing by just making a few minor tweaks. So most of that sodium comes from the broth. So you can reduce it by using a lower sodium version of broth. And then you can also lighten the calorie count by adding chopped vegetables to it, like carrots and celery. That way you'll be eating less of the actual like stuffing part and more lower calorie vegetables in that same 1/2 cup portion.
Exactly.
Yeah. My aunt, she makes, and my family, pretty much we bring the same things each year. Like I always bring sweet potato casserole. My aunt always makes dressing and she makes cornbread dressing. To me, that's just the way stuffing or dressing should be made. And she makes like 3 or 4 different pans. It's my Aunt Lou. So she makes some that has onions and celery in it. And then she makes a pan that has celery with no onions. And she makes a pan the other way. And then she makes a pan without any of that.
Wow.
Yeah. But there's often like 30, 40 people at our Thanksgiving. So all that dressing and stuffing definitely gets eaten. So you make it the way you enjoy it, but by using that lower sodium broth, adding more vegetables to it, that is a way that you can make that a little bit lighter on calories.
Exactly. So speaking of sweet potatoes, 4 ounces, which can be 1 medium sweet potato of homemade candied sweet potatoes, can add 187 calories. These nutritional powerhouses are filled with antioxidants to help fight inflammation and may protect against different types of cancer. Now, again, 4 ounces, it's going to be that ice cream scoop.
Yeah. So the problem with candied sweet potatoes is that they are also high in added sugars often, especially if you're buying them canned or pre-made. So I always just buy sweet potatoes and then cook them or whatever and use it that way. So it's not the sweet potatoes themselves, it's all that stuff that we're adding to it. So a serving of candied sweet potatoes has about 20 grams of sugar.
Wow.
Yeah, and about 13 grams of that, about 3 teaspoons, are sugars that we are adding to it. So you can get the sweet potato goodness without the added sugars. You can opt for a plain baked sweet potato, or you can do roasted sweet potato chunks.
And that's what my family likes. They like the sweet potato chunks. So I do the same thing. I go buy the whole sweet potatoes. I leave the skin on because it's extra fiber. And then I just cook those, chunk them up. And then I too sprinkle a little bit of brown sugar and then cinnamon on top to help with that sweetness. And it's a big hit in my household.
Yeah. Well, I make it the traditional way. So I make part of mine with the brown sugar and the pecans on top, and I have the butter inside and the cinnamon and all that. And then I have some where I roast the marshmallows over the top. But that's where I choose to spend. That's one of my favorite things. So I'll swap some of these other things. Like I'll do the white turkey meat for the turkey.
Exactly.
And then enjoy my sweet potato casserole part. So,
yeah. So the next one would be one of my mom's favorite. It's green bean casserole. Again, I don't eat kind of mixed type food, so I don't eat this, but it was always a big hit when my mom made it. So this classic dish contains green beans, cream of mushroom soup, those little crispy fried onions. So a half a cup, 227 calories. So this is based on the recipe off the Campbell's condensed cream of mushroom soup label, just FYI. That's a big calorie investment, especially considering that half of a cup of plain green beans is only 20 calories. So green bean casserole or green beans, that's a 200 calorie saving.
Right. And on this, I'm with you. I would definitely just eat the green beans plain because this is not where I would personally want to spend my calories. A lighter alternative to that would be just consider serving green beans with slivered almonds on it. You can steam the string beans, saute it in a small amount of butter, and toss it with the almonds and the lemon juice.
That's exactly how I make mine. But I will actually saute my almonds a little bit just to almost caramelize them before I put it in there. But that's one of my favorite ways to serve green beans. And actually, that's how I cook it most of the time year round. So here's one of Stephanie's favorite mashed potatoes. So 1 cup of mashed potatoes made with whole milk, butter, and salt can add up to around 240 calories. This is how I make it at home for my family. They love it. They might go for a lighter version, but I'm not sure. So 1 cup would be both of your hands put together. That's considered a cup. So it's a pretty good size portion.
Right. Yeah. So for a lighter version, you could try using lower fat milk or almond milk, or replacing some of the butter and milk with, say, a low sodium chicken broth.
Yeah. So just kind of off topic about almond milk, did you know that it has a much longer shelf life than, like, say, 2% milk? This week at the grocery store, I bought 2% milk. It's only good for like a week and a half. Bought my almond milk. It's good through December.
Yeah, it has a much longer shelf life.
I'm definitely going to start cooking more with almond milk.
Yeah. So now let's talk about one of everybody's favorites, gravy.
Yeah. So 1/4 cup, which is basically a ladle of gravy, which pulls that whole meal together, is about 25 calories. But store-bought gravy, like the one a lot of people do use, is high in sodium, and that will give you around 250 milligrams a serving. So don't go too overboard. Lots of people make their gravies from scratch, which I do. And I put other seasoning and herbs in there, so the sodium content stays much, much lower.
Right. Yeah. So if you make your own using the turkey dripping, separating out the fat and using just a little salt, it will yield you an even lower calorie gravy that's also lower in sodium.
Cranberry sauce. This is my favorite. I like the can, don't get me wrong, but I love making cranberry sauce from scratch. We will be putting a lower sugar recipe on the Facebook page, so be looking for that. So the quintessential Thanksgiving side dish packs around 100 calories for 1/4 cup of that cranberry sauce. Now, I eat a little bit more than that, so that's okay. But because the berries are tart, most recipes, like the one from the Ocean Spray cranberry package, calls for a lot of sugar.
Yeah, so an easy fix for that is just use less sugar in your recipe and consider adding in some cinnamon, cloves, and grated orange rind to help enhance the sweetness of the sauce.
Exactly. And the recipe we're going to be posting, actually, it has a little bit of honey too. So okay. I can't wait to try that recipe. So cornbread, like Stephanie said, her aunt makes cornbread dressing. So some people like cornbread on the side as well. So if you do about a 3 by 3 inch square, it adds around 200 calories to our plate without any butter. Now, who can eat cornbread with no butter?
I don't know.
We here in Texas, we like our cornbread, but it has to have butter on it.
Yeah. So not really a whole lot you can do with this cornbread thing, but to cut back on calories, and like, this is something I have to watch. So like I said earlier, I tend to go for the carbs. So instead of having all three of those, cornbread, mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, or whatever, my suggestion here is to pick, like, you know, your favorite two, but, you know, and as we've talked on before in another episode, you want to balance. So like, I could sit down with just an entire plate of carbs, the mac and cheese and all that. But the important thing here is to like pick your two or three favorites and then be sure that you are balancing that with some protein, like the turkey or something like that. And that'll help keep you fuller longer and just help you feel more satisfied.
Yeah. So pumpkin pie. Mm-hmm. So now we've rounded up our whole meal. Now we're to the end and here's our pumpkin pie. So from a calorie standpoint, this is your best bet. So one slice of pumpkin pie, we got the calories off the Libby's Famous pumpkin pie recipe. It's around 280 calories.
Yeah. So like in comparison to a slice of apple pie, that would have about 410 calories or so. And a slice of pecan pie packs about 500 calories.
So it's not saying you can't have a little bit of each of those, just not your traditional slice. You know, like anytime I have dessert, I get literally a sliver. Ask Stephanie. She's mm-hmm. always making fun of me about that I eat like a bird. But you know what? I might want to enjoy a sliver of pumpkin pie, a sliver of apple, and a sliver of pecan pie, and that's okay. So with around 25 grams of sugar per slice, it's kind of hard to sell pumpkin pie as healthy. However, it contains some nutrients, especially the beta carotene, which our body converts into vitamin A. So if you want a little whipped cream, go ahead, because that's what I'm going to enjoy on mine.
Yeah. So I hope you found today's episode helpful, just reviewing some of these favorite foods over the holidays. And if you would share this episode with a friend or family member, and then if you could take just a minute to rate and review, that would be very helpful to us. And then next time on the podcast, we're going to be talking about more tips for the holidays, and it'll be more ways that you can help make those things healthier. We won't necessarily be going down these exact foods, but it'll be still some healthier things that you can choose. We'll talk about alcohol intake. We're going to touch on eggnog. We're just going to talk about healthy eating in general over the holidays. So be sure you tune in for our next episode. And just a reminder, you can find us on Instagram at the.fitness.nutritionist. And then be sure to check out our private Facebook group, the Fitness Nutritionist Corner. Check that out and be sure to join that, where we have those challenges and just provide additional information.
So we hope y'all enjoyed these tips and maybe try including those into this holiday season, that you can enjoy that holiday meal with a fewer calories and without the stress of adding those added pounds.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode and that you gained a little more info to help you along your journey to your best life. We would love it if you would take just a minute to rate this podcast and share it with your family and friends. And as always, let us know if you have anything you would like us to talk about on any future episodes.
And don't forget, go to the Fitness Nutritionist Corner, our private Facebook group, where we'll have those fun challenges. We'll answer your questions and support women along their journey to a better health.
You can also contact us on our website at thefitnessnutritionist.com. And that's nutritionist with an S. And just remember, ladies, you are worth it.